Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The claim is often made that God is just an imagination of our minds, or sometimes I'll say he's just a fairy tale. And really, is that a legitimate argument? Well, not really, because first off, we must remember that people are not treating him like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny, things we know are imaginary, or the flying spaghetti monster, which we know is imaginary. No, people realize that God is necessary because we have a world that was created. It could not have created itself. It couldn't be created from nothing. And even the scientists try to argue that there was something in the beginning, but we can't really know what it was. Now, when they say that God is a fairy tale, they're trying to really avoid the issue that they have to give an account to God. And so just calling him a fairy tale is a way of avoiding the issue, trying to push the burden of proof on us that believe in God. Now, there's two ways to deal with it. One, you can easily just say, well, I'm not the one that believes that frogs can become princes or their magical bangs that start with nothing and explode to everything. Or you could do a more presuppositional approach, which is just to say that their world can't be defined without our world existing. In other words, they can't support the world that exists without first God having created it. They depend on this God that they claim is imaginary.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.